We're holding Tani Beis and Beis, and the Rashi's in the Mishnah. And Miskavon Lahotzi Lefonov, Kagan Swar Mosh, Bisadino, a person wrapped up money into a kerchief, and then he hung it around his neck. Kadeshi Yutzlim Lefonov, he wants him to be hanging in front. So his kid has his kerchief, like, you know, the picture of the cowboys with their kerchief in the front, and he has money inside it. And Bola Lachrav ended up going behind him. And he was moitzi it in that way. Potter, that's not what he wanted to do. So that's something which just, there was no intent for that. This malacha which was done was not the malacha he intended to do. Not sure what Rashi is adding with misasik or miskaven. Lacharova bala lefana miskayev gemar b'farish time. The more explains why. Sinner ke'ein mechnasayim katanim. It's like a short pants. Chagaris or so the tznias a woman would wear tznias under her garments. And also by shum dover lahotzi, if she would attach something to it to carry it outside, bala letzarachir, and move to the other side, it's chayevis. So it was a pant, but it didn't have pants legs. It was more like a short skirt. So there we said, Allah is, she's chayiv, she can't wear liyos chayzer. Darka liyos chayzer, as you said, moved around. Also, your dog, she's safely sapped. So she knew up front that it's going to move around. A person would get notes from the king to give to the runners. Avhem chayavim b'hitzos and derchayav ben hitzos. Filon niskemem achshavton. Even though their intention wasn't accomplished, going hitzian almanas litzitan lerotz zeb and osan lezeb. Kachlos and the rabbis I believe in megamim. Right, says my rabbi said the pshat over here that the lack of kiyam of the machshava of intent. Was it ended up being given from the Kalib Sokim to the Rotsim? He went to a different Rots than he wanted it to. He's still Chayiv. Rashi says, I find that Pshat difficult. Rashi does not offer a different Pshat, though. Rashi in the Gemara touches it like that Pshat also. Feather Markasha. Maishan lefana b'bodo l'acharov the potter lo yisavid machshavtoi. If he wanted it in front and went in back, it's not what he wanted. If it's not, he's not chayiv. So l'achar b'bodo lefana b'nami holo yisavid machshavtoi. So in the case where it went from the back to the front, it should also not be considered that you've accomplished his intent, and he should be potter. What's the difference? So Omer b'lozer. Rosa says, Tabra, we're going to have to say that this is a broken Mishnah. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. The Tana, which learned the Resha, did not learn the Sefer. We had this idea before. Omarava, oh my gosh, I don't understand exactly the question. Dilma Lafonov, above the Acharov, from the front to the back, kind of time he's part of the potter. The reason why he's part of this is Kavala Mashmir Ma'ulab, also be able to Shmir Pasuk Chusa. Having it in front is a much better shmir than having it in back. So it did not go out in the way that he wanted it to. It did not go out in a way which is acceptable. So that's considered a lack of intention for his soul. But la'achar of a brother lefonim hanu time at the chayiv then he's kavan l'shmir b'chusa but also b'yad l'shmir ma'ula. That's acceptable. So going from the back to the front is not potter. Because it's the hatsa which he did wasn't acceptable in saw. So he can't say he didn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. So Elamai Kusha. So, but Rava says that. But I do agree that there's a problem in the Mishnah. The Yuka the Mastis in Kasha, but there's a Diuk of the Mishnah which is, you know, which would come out to be difficult. Astira. Why? Because a miskaven lehotzi lefano v'bolo la'achar v'spoter hol la'achar v'bolo la'achar v'schayev. So hutzah behind the person is chayev. The only time it's not chayev is he wanted to go lefano and ended up la'achar. That's when he's poter. But if to carry out la'achar is considered normal, and that would be it would be chayev. Okay, aim a sefer. La'acharav u'bolo lefonov hu dechayev ho la'acharav u'bolo la'acharav is potter. The sefer seems to say it's only if la'acharav u'bolo lefonov is chayev, but la'acharav and la'acharav is no good.
I don't understand how you can possibly think that you would potter on la'acharav u'bolo la'acharav.
That's not derech chutzah.
Oh, it's not derech chutzah.
Because since most people don't carry it behind themselves, because it's not a safe place to carry it, so he had intent for chutzah, and he ends up going in the front, which is a normal way to carry it out. So he's guy. But he has intent for chutzah, and he carries it up in a place that's not normal, so he should be potter. That's what I'd be medayik on the safe. And on that, Amar Belozer. So Rav says the only way I can understand Rabbi Lazar's question would be in the following version. And that Amar Ravashi, my kush, I don't see the difficulty. Dilma, lomi boy kamer. The pshat the Mishnah is not, your diak is incorrect. So lomi boy la'acharav u'bolo la'acharav dechayev di savira machshavtoi. The sefer was not saying to exclusive only la'acharav u'bolo la'fonav is. It meant to say, to tell you, it's including a chiddush. La'achar v'bola la'achar is poshut that it's chayiv. So why does he la'achar v'bola l'fonov? La'achar v'bola l'fonov is itzuch olay. I need to say even that case is chayiv. Why? So that the chamino ha'bol isavid machshavto v'lechayiv. So, but you know, even though. It's better, but it's not what he wanted to do. He wanted to carry it out behind him, and it came out in front of him. So I think that's not chayiv. K'mash malon, niskav on the shmir pechusa, but also the other shmir ma'ula is the chayiv. So from the back to the front is also chayiv. So the mission is not coming to be exclusive and say only the back to the front. It's coming to say even the back to the front, but the back to the back and it remains in back for sure is chayiv. So I don't see the steer in the diuk.
I mean, it has the benefit of also if you say la'acharav and ends up la'acharav, that it's potter, the potter is because of something different than what we've been talking about. In other words, it's not because of niskaving,
right?
Niskaving, niskaying machshav.
That's true. Again, if you're learning the Mishnah, we don't know necessarily that. That's the only intent of the Mishnah to explain us is that halacha. It could be also wants to explain the halacha where you have to what's called derech chutzah. The Mishnah says, "Let's see Rashi." Yishishanu zul shanazu tanakama poter b'tavayu tanabasa b'chayi b'tavayu. So the Mora assumes, at least in the first shot, that the Tana holds the fun of to la'achar of the fun of Eschayev, and the Seifa, the second the Tana of the Seifa holds anywhere where it goes where it's not supposed to go, where it's not intended to go, is Potter. So Mora says, I'll tell you there's a difference. From back to front, we'll also be able to shmir, he's going to be Chayev, but front to back is going to be Potter. Because also we had a shmir pechusa. He wanted a shmir mul. He wanted to carry it in front of himself. He wanted to be hanging in front, which is safe, safer. And ended up behind him, which is not so safe. But on sahadi lo nichale, so it's not really what he wants. So we can assume he does not want that. Literally, on sahadi means we will testify. Bezin says, the Chacham said, we're going to assume clearly that the person does not want such a chutzah, where it ends up not being as safe as he intended it to. I will save a kolshkin the nichalei, but say for sure he's happy. He was going to carry it behind and end up in front. That's a very good chutzah. So what's the problem? The yuk of the Masis and Kasha. The yuk of the Masin and the Medic and Masis and the Deek which we get from the Mishnah is the problem. There also be other Shmir and Ma'ula. The only Hem is Chayiv if it ends up being a good Shmira. Otherwise, but La'achav and La'achav is Potter because it's not the Derech to do it so like that. That was the worst Deek. So the Gemara. The gears on the side where there has the word lema. Let's say la'achar b'bolo la'acharov is tenohi. Let's say this issue of doing hitzor behind the person, is that's considered derech hitzor or not, is a machlokes tenohi. The Tanya. Brisa says a moitzi mo'os b'pundosoi upio l'malos. Pundosoi, remember, was a hollow type of a belt which you would store things inside, and he's going out carrying it with the opening facing up, and so chayiv. The Rashi says that's considered a normal derech hatzor, and he's chayiv. Let's say pia lamato, he goes with something inside of it, but it's facing downwards. Yehuda mechayiv becoming pachim. Yehuda says it's chayiv because the Maisi took it out. Chama said it's not derech hatzor to carry it out in something which is open-ended, and it could, any moment that the item which has been carried could fall out. So Amar Henry Yehuda. So Yehuda says the chachamim I atem moedim b'la'acharav u'bodo la'acharav shehu chayiv. Why is this worse than the case of la'acharav u'bodo la'acharav, which you agree is chayiv? That's not a good place, safe place to carry it, really, but you might see a chayiv. So this case also. Vamrulay, Chama said back, V'yatzomoyda kelachar yodoy v'raglo shupater. Don't you agree that a case of carrying it out in an abnormal fashion is pater? Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Aniyam arti dover echad, v'yam ar dover echad, and he lomot tzasi tshuva l'divrein, he lomot tzasi tshuva l'divrein. I said a point, they said a point, I didn't answer their point, they didn't answer my point. Okay, that's the braisa. So the braisa leaves you, just, the more is going to be medayik, you know, it's the yukim, but, and the point of the braisa, you know, it sounds like at the end of the day, the Yehuda's last statement is that we haven't come to any type of resolution on our issue. But what the braisa is raising for us is interesting. It is, we know carrying something in an abnormal fashion is potter. The braisa is saying la'achrav, but la'achrav is not normal. It's not a normal place for you to carry things. It's not such a safe place to carry it. And you tell me that you're chayiv. So we have not walked away with a very clear definition of what's called not normal. If there's regards to the act of hitzor, it's a very fine hitzor being done in this form. It's not difficult to do. It's not hard to do. On the other hand, it's not the way people would do it. Is that called mishuna or not? You know, what's the definition of shinui? Not all things which are abnormal have a loch of shinui. That's basically what the braisa is raising for us. But where you draw the line, it seems to look like this tenoim. We don't have a real clear definition.
When we do things by a shinui, it's basically because we want to do things and not want to do it the normal way. It's
right.
Get things done. So here it sort of seems like they're planning. This guy goes out with something in front of him or behind him. So it's it almost seems like maybe he could do something different. Wasn't like, well, okay, I need a light on, or I have to have this light on, so
I
do it with something else.
Well, I think over here, the discussion of the braisa is he chayiv a korban or not. So I'm not sure what his intent was, but the discussion, the braisa's focus is. Right, because to be chayiv on Shabbos, the braisa, it has to be a way which is one of the conditions to be chayiv a korban, or i.e. to be chayiv over at the raisa, is it done in the normal fashion. Okay. Now, the morsel like this. Midakamar lahu I atem moedim. So, lav michlal the pachi rabbonin. So the more is at least suggesting that don't you agree to la'achar b'lo la'acharov? So the only that the chum's response has to be that they hold the case as potter. Wouldn't you agree to this? And the answer is no, we would not agree to that. So the chum hold la'achar b'lo la'acharov as potter. More says the tameich no, according to your thought process that you're saying right now, that in this price of the phrase "I atem moedim" means "Don't you agree?" and the response is "No." That won't work on the sefer. The kamerle, the chumim say to Rabbi Yehuda, "I atem moedim." Don't you agree? The case of kalachar yodah v'ragla is potter, and he's going to say no. The chaldim achai Rabbi Yehuda. Everybody agrees that la'achar yoda, carrying it out la'achar yoda ragel is potter. So we can't have a Yehuda arguing on that. So that's not how you're supposed to be medayik. But rather, el la'achar b'bol la'achar of dibre kol chay. Everybody holds la'achar b'bol la'achar is chay. La'achar yoda ragel dibre kol is potter. But that la'achar yoda is considered a shinui, and everybody holds potter. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes? If umdosa upia lamata, mar medamale la'achar b'bala la'achar, that's chayiv. So one, the Rebbe Yehuda compares it to a case of la'achar b'bala la'achar, that's chayiv. Mar medamale la'achar yodah b'ragloi, the chum holds like a case of la'achar yodah b'ragloi, that's potter. But your suggestion that they're arguing what it says la'achar b'bala la'achar is not correct. Lak Rashi.
There is no
lachar, lachar, correct.
So this belt that can be used for holding money, this is ostensibly something that's normally, right? So we use it for carrying money for the most part. We use it in a way that it's not going to be functions for its purpose. We go out with this thing and it's okay.
What does okay mean? Okay means not chayav a korban. It's not a chitzah. It's a belt. The ma'aseh is so it's
functional.
Right. So it's not a chitzah. Would you ask me? Is it okay? I don't know. Is there a muksa problem? I don't know. I mean,
depends what else you can put in there.
Depends what it was used for, but people would wear it basically as a belt, and then we'd also use it to hold money, so it wouldn't be a problem. People would.
I mean, if you put in flower seeds, or right, like seeds from before, like you said, you know, a few weeks ago, so, I mean, he's still carrying something.
I understand that, but in regards to the muksa issue, you know, you're raising a side issue of muksa, so it really would depend on what was its function.
Well, you mean what the intention, what the purpose of the thing is? It was
right.
A belt to hold money.
Right. It's not limited only to money, or it was normally worn even without money, so it's not a question without the lizard necessarily. Nitzir Rashi. V'cham and Patrim. Shein derech chutzah b'kach. They hold that it's not considered derech chutzah. Pendasa upia lamata. So you know what the brechad, iatem moedim. Remember the brechad, iatem moedim. I said something, they said something, and we haven't really responded to each other's taina. So Mor says, according to your thought process, you're going to tell me when the chum say, don't you agree that kalachar yodah is potter? He's going to hold chay mechal the chay of Yehuda. But to me, that's the question. Havari dibre kol potter lemafti in shihachi. To carry kalachar yodah is not normal. If a person carries it out behind him, everybody says chayv. The Esh Metzian Kain, some people do carry it like this, Mishmir Bechusa, with a lesser level of safety. People do not take it out. The Shmir Bechusa, he's not so safe, but it's acceptable. The Chachamim say it's like Lacha Yodai, which is not normal. It's not like the case that you've carried out behind you. The Hosam Mishtamer Mehein Mina Ganovim. Over there is some level of safety to it. It's not what you would normally want. But this of its own accord is not safe. Over there, of its own accord, it's safe. There are other issues which you haven't addressed well. But over here, of its own accord, it's not a good place to carry it out. So then, more bemis amr who isha can go out with the sinner in front or back. Tana called habemis is halachahi. The lashon of the Mishnah bemis amru means usually the phrase in another place in Shas bemis amru means it was halacha mush misina. This is how we've said. I'm sure, over here, the more it's saying it means halacha mush misina. It's a little bit difficult to understand that. It means it's established halacha. Behudar ma'apakavad psakin, tana shekain lav lere malchus oisinkain. The seferim, a lav there is a sefer of the king. Do this. Actually, what do they do? Shekain lav lere malchus oisinkain. Bedai to the moishul zeh, bein moitzoi bedarar melach nochutz. He wrote something for the king. Now his job is to give it to the runners. So he wants to give it to runner X. He comes outside and ain't no runner X. He gives it to Y because it's got to go right away. Motza Acher Moshe Lo. He finds somebody else and gives it to him, and that's a form of Hitzor. So even though when he carried it out, his intent was to give it to Reuven, he can't find Reuven. He gives it to Shimon instead. That's called an act of Hitzor. Tosis says the pshat back. Tosis says back in the Mishnah that he brings from he says that the place where they carried it was in it's sort of like a purse which they would have attached to their belt, and as attached to the belt. Would move around in the person, so this kiss would move around from front to back. So that was considered normal. I'm not sure exactly the Shaka Bataria between the Tanakam of Yehuda in such the case. Zok the Mishnah. How much the kicker which is Rabbi Mischayev? That's Poshet. Hatsiu Shnayim. If two people carry out a kicker which is a Rabbi, is Peturin. Since one person alone could do it and two people do it, so the case is Pot. Lo Yachol Echad Lohatsiu. Lohatsiu Shnayim. If it was something which one person cannot carry on his own, and then two people carry it out together, so that's chayav. In that case, is chayav. Reb Shimon says that case is pot. So Rashi Yotziu Rishnayim is pturim. Kefinan Vidarshin Ba'asoy. So when he does it, so Yochid Rishnayim, one individual person, not two people. Chayavim. The time of Farash for Gemara. The moral is this: that lachet case where two people do it together, neither one being able to do it by themselves. The chayiv. The more is to talk about that case. Yeah. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar La Amar Abaya, Amar La Amar B'Misi Satana. We have three versions of who said it, but it says the following: Ze Yochel B'Ze Yochel. Each individual person could carry them on his own, and they do it together. Remeir is Mechayev. So Remeir argues on the Mishnah. And at the end of the day, both are carrying something out and they're both Chayev. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Patri. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold the case as Patri. Ze'enu Yachol, Ze'enu Yachol. So Rabbi Yehuda, Remeir, Mechayevim. Rabbi Shimon is Patri. That's the case of our Mishnah. So the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, that if a person carries it out by himself, they're chayiv, but they carry it out together, they're potter. But if neither one could do it on their own, then they're chayiv. So Rabbi Meir remains with what he said before, two people do it together, you're chayiv. Rabbi Shimon remains with what he said before, two people do it together, you're potter. And Rabbi Yehuda says it depends whether they're able to do it on their own or not. So that, let's say Zeh Yachol, but Zeh Eino Yachol. One person is able to carry it on his own, and one is not able to carry it on his own, and they carry it out together. So in that case, Dibre Kol Chayiv. So he's Chayiv. Who's the he? The Mar is going to talk about. Hey, Rabbi Hachi, Rabbi Tzikik, Lushin Sarabi, Chayiv, Hutzi Ushnayim, Rameir Mechayiv, Rabbi Huda Omer, Im Lo Yachal Echad Lohitziyoi, Vahitziyoi Shnayim, Is Chayav, Mim Lav, Peturim, Rav Shimon is Poter. So another Bryce which says, Rav Shimon holds you always, two people do it together, always Poter. Rav Meir holds two people together, you always Chayiv, and Rav Yehuda said it depends on whether they were able to do it on their own or not.
Again, this is just after the fact. It's after they do it. Because, I mean, if one was able to carry it, so why would I need someone not to? It's just after the fact whether they're Chayiv or not. Planning to do something, and one can carry and one can't, and so let the one carry, and the one doesn't need help. Because after the fact, how we judge it?
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know what they were thinking. We're not discussing prag. You know, we're discussing halacha, whether the chayiv or not. Correct. So these three different shitas of Meir holds that two people doing a malacha together is chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says it's potter, and Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Where does this come from? The Tana Rabbanan. It says, Ba'asei so. The Pasuk says, by Korban Chatas, a person does it. So we darshan, first of all, Ha'oi says Kula, Loi Ha'oi says Miksos. So the person has to do the whole malacha, as opposed to only doing part of it. Ketzat. Shnayim Shoye Oichzin, B'malgez, B'loigzin. Two people were doing the malacha of using to take a pitchfork, gathering together the grain, which is the stalks. So that's going to be the malacha of Ma'amr. Or B'karker B'shoeftin, they're both holding the karker, which was the malacha, which was used in the process of Mesach. So in the, when they set up the loom, so you put the threads from, when you put your chassis threads in place, and sometimes they get, one gets on top of the other one, so you would use like a stick to bang it back in place. So that's part of the malacha of Mesach. Two people doing it together. Okay? And it had a little like a hook at the end of it, which would help it to get things, catch things to get into place. The klumas were coasting. Two of us were riding with the quilt together. The kona, b'hitziyoi person, they're both holding a kona together and they carry it out. So all these cases are things which one individual person could do on their own. And they did it together. So we discussed four malachas, the malach of Ma'amr, of Mesach, of Kosev, and of Hutzah. So the Brashah says, Yochu, Yehu Chayavim. So maybe they both should be Chayav for what they did. Each person only did part of the malacha because they did it together. They're not going to be Chayav. And that's the drush of Ba'asu Yisoh. Let's say the eagle shall develop. So when they would take figs and they would press them into these large cakes and they would like jelly together, And they were quite large to the point that one individual person was not carrying it on their own. Or Bekara, you had a large beam which was used in the roof, etc. So Yehuda says, this is an item which is so large, you know, some were larger, some were smaller. It was larger, it was a size which a person cannot do on his own. And then somebody else does it with it. They're going to be chayim. Let's say Vimlav, if it's something which a person was not something which a person had to do on his own, a double negative means a person could do it on his own. So then he's going to be, then they're potter. Rishimin Armor, Alpishal Yochel, Echel, Lehitzioi, Lehitziu, Shnayim, is perturbed. Even though one person cannot do it on his own, both people did it together, still, two people did it, you're potter. The Kachnam Rabbasai saw, because Rishimin says that's what the purpose of the Pasuk of Basai saw is to teach me. That, Ba'asei saw means Yachid Shasua Chayiv Shnaim Shasua Peturim. If two people did it together, you're potter. That's what the pasuk says. No difference between possible, Yachol, not Yachol, that's irrelevant. More says, but Maika Miflugi. What's his machlokus about? More says, Bahaikra. So we're darshing from the pasuk. If one person is chayte from so we have nefesh achas, one individual person, techto singular, basiso, when he is doing it. So you have three statements in the pasuk about one person doing it. Not two. The pasuk stresses three times, excluding the only one individual. This halacha is exclusively to one individual. Nefesh is one, techeto is one. So nefesh techeto achas, techeto basiso. No, how again? Nefesh techeto, achas techeto, basoisa techeto. So the miyutim are nefesh, achas, and basoisa. So those are three miyutim. So who's going to do this? A nefesh will do this. One nefesh will do this, but both are singular. And basoisa, he's doing it. That's when he's chai. So we have three miyutim. So chad l'mute ze oiker b'zemeniach. So the malacha of one person, there's two parts to the malacha. Each one is done by an individual person. That's each one is personally part of a malacha, so that's also part. That's one meat. One is to say two people do the whole thing together, but each one is able to do it on their own. Your part. One says even if neither one can do it on their own, but they did it together, and they're part. That's Rav Shimon. So he has three meyutim. Yehuda, what does he do with the three miyutim? Chad lemutei ze oikir bezemeniach. And I think Rashi points out, if I only have one pasuk to mimayit, that's the most logical one to be mimayit. In the second scenario, each person was involved in the whole malacha. Here, each person only did half of the malacha. So that's the most obvious thing to exclude. The second pasuk tells me to mimayit, even in the case of ze yachol bezeyachol. Two people did the whole thing together, but each one could have done it on their own. The third pasuk is Uchad Amuta Yachid Sha'asa Behiros Bezdin. He did it on his own, as opposed to a Yachid who did it because Bezdin told him that's something you could do. So in that case, he's not Chayav a Korban. So that's what the pasuk comes to exclude. He did it as opposed to somebody else telling him to do it, not that somebody else did it with him. So the third pasuk is not discussing our issues at all. I don't have a pasuk to tell me in a case where neither could do it on their own and they did it together that you're potter. So that case, we're going to Sumas Chayiv. Rav Shimon, so what does he do? What does he do with that issue. He holds Yachad Shasob Haros Pesin Eschayiv. So I don't need a pasuk for that. So I have three psukim. So the third pasuk tells me the case is Eno Yachal was Eno Yachal is part. So now what does Remeir hold all these cases of Chai? So what does he do with all these drushes? So Miksiv Nefesh Techoto Achas Techoto Basosu Techoto. I don't see all these mutim that you have in your psukim. So the only thing I see in the pasuk is Shrei Miyutik Sivi. I see two Miyutim. So we count Nefesh Achas as one Miyut, and Basisor as the second Miyut. So what do I do with the two Miyutim? Chad Amutai Zeh, Baikir Bezeh Meniach. Chad Amutai Yochid Shasor Baharoz Bezdin. So he has one Pasuk for Oikir Meniach, where Shimon holds his Potter, and he holds the Kripihur that Yochid Bedeh Baharoz Bezdin is Potter. So those are the two miyutim. So, but the two people doing the whole malacha from getting to end together, whether they're yachal or not yachal, are going to be chayiv. And that's Remei. Okay. Let's see Rashi. From the Rashi and Sadi Bez and Bez by the Mishnah. By the Gemara Masari. Zay yachal. Lo yitziyoy levadoy. Bezay yachal yitziyoy levadoy. Like each one could carry it on their own, they carry it together. Remeir Mechayiv. Vladorish Basu Solohochi. I'll lift a Yachad Shasob Haroz Bezdin Kilakamon. See, he darshins that a person has to do it himself as opposed to somebody else telling him to do it. It's not as opposed to somebody else doing it with him. What's that case? If Bezdin says to do it, then you're Potter. But two people doing it together is not Potter. Behuda Potter. Delav Urche Behochi. Stama season is a Behuda. Yarmish is a Behuda. Behuda is differentiated in a case where it's normal or not. So Rashi says the difference between Yachal and Yachal, not Yachal or not, is the difference in based on Psukim, but what's considered normal or not. B'zeinu Yachal, b'zeinu Yachal. Rechayim lehotziyu Bishnaim, there people can carry it out together. Vosir le Rehuda, Kir Meir, the Chayiv. Rehuda holds like Rehuda in that case. That case is Chayiv. Rishim and Potter, the Yolof, let me cry like a killer come on. Rishim says, you're Potter, because that's based on Sukkim, you're Potter. Zay Yachov, Zen Yachov. Vosir Shneim, so if one could carry and one could not carry, they carry out together. They recall Chayiv, the case both, everyone holds his Chayiv, come on before Shchayim and Ayu Chayiv. Who's Chayiv? Rameh holds that case as Chayiv if they carry out together. Neither could do it on their own. So then they're Chayiv. If it's not a case where they cannot do it on their own, i.e., they could do it on their own. So then Potter. And that's from that we can figure out that was the case of Meir Holskayev. Malgus is a fork, it's a fork with three tines to it, three big teeth to it. Mahafkin bought tzvua, but Garen, you use it to turn over the tzvua to the stalks when you bring them to the Garen. You make it into piles, so you bring it together. That's the form of a ma'amr, which is bundling things. And they're gathering the shivolim together. The character of Shevtim, the Humesach, being shevited is part of, under the process of Mesach, which is setting up the threads, and this is repositioning them back into where they're supposed to be. It's also Kedomer Kalgodol Shevet Reihu B'Chal Mesach. So the act of straightening out your shesi threads goes, it's included under the malacha of setting up the shesi threads to start with. The Kana with Zio, carrying out the Kana together. All these are the cases when one person can do it on his own, does not need help. Eagle Bakar, Gdalim Haim, Ben Echad Yachal Zio. But the large cakes of pressed figs or the beams, those are something which you cannot do on your own normally. Bim Lahab, it's not something which you cannot do on your own. It's double negative. It means Yachal Echad Zio. One person could carry it out on his own, and you're part of it. So it's nefesh techoto, mashma nefesh v'lo nefoshes. Nefesh is one, and achas is clearly one, and basisos is clearly one. Care from one rishus to another rishus. Kolkama the lixiv elachad miyut. If I only have one miyut, mistarba the high who the mamait. So I wonder which case is the most logical case to exclude. This is the most logical case. The high ka'obit palga. The high palga. Like a chad, the masayer bakulu. Nobody's involved in the whole malacha. Each person only did a part of the malacha.
So this is the only malacha where you have that, where it has these components.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. That's a pashas, at least the first glance. Well, theoretically, you have a case. Let's say where there are dinim shiurim, kaisim is chayim shtei osius. One guy writes one letter, one guy writes the other letter. So they both wrote a letter, but the malacha was done. Two letters were written, but each one was only part of the malacha.
But that's the shiur, so you wouldn't be chayim in any way. This is like a different pula.
I sense a different pula, but if anything, I could argue at the end of the day, you did part of the malacha, if anything, shir in a certain sense is better, because at least he's doing the actual malacha, just as a question of shir. So between the two of you, you did a shir. Over here, you're not even doing the malacha. The malacha is a kira and anacha. You didn't know anything. So Tosfos is sort of asked the kasha, like, why don't you tell me that's the chiddush of the case? He says, because over here, I would have a mind that hachnos is the ikir part of the malacha. You know, the final part is... the second letter is not more chasha than the first letter. Over here, you could argue, in your mind at least, that the main point of the malacha is the final part. So at least the second guy should be chayiv. Kamashon that he's not.
Yeah, but
well, there's a saying, "My seat's potter," but we need to point it out that that don't make a mistake and think. Whereas over there, it's obvious. I mean, there's a shear. Each only one wrote one letter.
How does this work with Korah situation? It sounds like with the, you know. You,